Cole smiled at me in a way a man hadn't smiled at me in a long time. Harris did at first. His charm kept me light on my feet. Yet here, with this monotone man speaking of romantic interludes, I felt a pang of guilt. Well, that wasn't the only emotion I felt. Do you and Olive find love on the night of the winter masquerade? Sometimes. Strange things happen on that night. More men appear, which is good for half the population on the Sea Queen and for me and the detective. He opened the picnic basket, looked around and helped himself to a banana. He didn't spot the gun. Maybe you'll find someone that night, Ferris. Someone to take the pain away from being separated from Harris. He smirked at me before he bit the banana and then offered me the next bite. I accepted the offer, amused at myself. What should I wear to the ball? Wear something true to your own experience. Something that tells the world who you are. A skeleton costume. Now why would you say that? Cole took another bite of his banana. I don't know. It was the first thing that came to mind. Then that's your truth. But it's an empty truth. A horrid truth. It's not something I should celebrate. So come to the winter masquerade looking for someone to turn your dark into light. That's what the ball is for. He offered another bite. I chewed while Olive and Scallywag rehearsed. Her voice had a punk aesthetic, each note zigzagging in an incoherent sequence. How do people dance to this? I asked. At this point of the night, they don't dance. They chant so they can free their souls. Why? I shook my head. Or am I reading too much into this? You don't literally mean their souls fly free, do you, Cole? All I got as an answer was his confident grin and the last bite of his banana.